Welcome to Stark & Stark's Franchise Law Podcast. Stark & Stark is a full-service regional law firm with a national client base. This podcast is presented by the firm's Franchise Practice Group and is intended to provide listeners with an analysis of recent legal developments and the latest business trends impacting the franchise industry.
This is Adam Siegelheim. I'm here at the 2010 Franchise Expo South in sunny but not warm Miami, Florida. And today I'm here with Larry Carnell from Benetrends, who is a person a lot of people are speaking to in this economy when the question on everybody's mind is access to capital and what are ways that franchisees can finance their operations. And Larry and Benetrends are one of the pioneers of using 401k monies and various other techniques to access capital for franchisees. Larry, just give me a brief overview of Benetrends.
Well, as you mentioned, Benetrends pioneered this concept of using retirement funds tax penalty and debt free. While many people look at it as a funding vehicle, it also addresses many fears that people have about starting a business. No paycheck phobia, not having a paycheck while the business is trying to reach profitability. You can pay yourself a salary through your retirement funds with this program, point one. The other fear that people have is the time to profitability. Many loan payments can actually lengthen the amount of time it takes to become profitable. With this program, there are no loan payments, so the time of profitability is much shorter. Finally, there's a concern about risking personal assets. Most investments and purchases of businesses require equity injection of your own, either your savings, your home, or your nest egg. The great appeal with using retirement funds is that the government will assume as much as 40% of the financial risk of the investment because you're using pre-tax dollars. The process is quick. It takes about 2 to 3 weeks. And in light of the IRS alert notice that went out a little over a year ago, Benetrends has been recognized as the experts in the industry. We're now the only company that actually backs their program up with a comprehensive guarantee providing audit and legal protection. And we're also the only company endorsed as a business partner by a federal agency. That's a pretty strong stamp of approval in light of these concerns about compliance. Obviously, if your plan's not compliant, you can run into serious tax consequences down the road. But Benetrends is not a finance company. We're a funding resource, but we're primarily a retirement plan design company. We've been designing plans for 30 years, and we've never had a single plan denial. So that expertise is extremely important to a business owner. Surprising to me is how popular this has become as a funding vehicle, when in actuality it has much more value in terms of building wealth, protecting your assets, and providing an exit strategy, all designed to help keep more of the profits that you make. Unlike a typical investment in a business, where when you sell the business, that appreciation is treated as income, the appreciation in this program is treated as a capital gain. So instead of paying 40% in taxes on the profits, you're often currently only paying 15%. So it's not only a short-term solution to funding, it's a long-term strategy in helping you build and keep your wealth.
Larry, just to go back to something that you said earlier, when you referenced the IRS warnings that came out last year, there was a big upheaval last year at the IFA convention where certain players in the industry announced that they were withdrawing from the industry and so forth. It seemed, a month or two later, they announced they were coming back in, and it seems like that has kind of gone away, those concerns. What happened from the time that the IRS issued that warning to now that has given people comfort that these do not violate IRS regulations?
Well, first of all, the IRS has publicly stated that the Technical and Guidance Unit has publicly determined that it is legal to use retirement plan assets to purchase a business. With that being said, there are some very legitimate concerns about compliance. Unfortunately, much of the concerns that have been generated have been due to oftentimes plans that have and organizations that have gotten into the business that by nature are not retirement plan design companies. This is not just a funding vehicle, and as such is not regulated by the FTC as much as it is regulated by the IRS, Department of Labor, and ERISA regulations. Because of that, it's important to use an expert. The same way that if you have a health issue or cancer, you want to go to an oncologist. In this business, you want to go to an organization that's a retirement plan design, administration, and compliance resource that has a track record of knowing how to do it. That's what's the difference about Benetrends. And I think we now do more plans than all the other companies combined because we have the track record, and we don't just have an opinion that what we do is right. It's backed up by decades of audits and a written guarantee showing that if they're ever challenged, we have enough confidence in what we're doing. So to specifically address that issue, it's legal to use this program provided you're compliant with the regulations. The same way with an SBA loan. SBA loans, programs that guarantee, is a legal resource, but you have to dot the I's and cross the T's. And then you have to work with somebody that's knowledgeable to help you ensure that you're maintaining that compliance.
Now, as part of using this vehicle, the prospective franchisee would need to form a C corporation. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Well, in reference to that, many people have concerns about potential tax considerations.
And you're speaking of the double taxation issue of a C corp because it's not a pass-through entity.
Correct. Now, understand with this program, you only have double taxation on the profitability of the business. If you use a resource such as Benetrends that provides the ability to shelter the profits, you don't have the double taxation issue. Keep in mind that any funds that profits in the business that are put back into the retirement plan would not be subject to taxation anyway because retirement plans by federal law are not taxable.
All right. Well, Larry, I appreciate your time today. I imagine this economy, you're probably pretty busy as of late. And hopefully we'll see a turnaround in the market in the next year or two. But until then, it's good to know that you're out there.
Well, and keep us in mind, while we provide access to retirement funds, anyone that uses our resources, we also help them with other funding. Unsecured, SBA, leasing, a variety of other options to bundle programs to get the necessary capital to get the deal done. And this works not only with new businesses, but if you're buying existing businesses or growing your existing business, this resource can be used for any of those options. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Larry. And if someone wants to get in touch with you, how would they do so?
Well, the easiest way is to send me an email, larry@benetrends.com. I can directly send them information. You can also call our company at 866-423-6387, and we can have an expert consultant address any questions that you may have.
All right, Larry, enjoy the rest of the expo. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's installment of the New Jersey Legal Update by Stark & Stark. And be sure to join us each and every Friday for another insightful discussion. We'd like to hear from you. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information about Stark & Stark and the services we provide, email us at podcast@stark-stark.com.